Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I please have your zip code so I can try and locate an account?
Sure. 67871.
Thank you, ma'am. And your first and last name, please?
First name Ethel, last name Hewlett, H-E-W-L-E-T-T.
Thank you very much, Ms. Hewlett. Here you are, right here at the top of the list. Okay, Ms. Hewlett, you've reached a third-party call center, ma'am. What we do here is provide customer support for different online vendors. This particular vendor, let me see.
Daily Fitness.
That's probably what it says on your account, but it's actually, I'm waiting for it to pull up. How much is the charge, first of all?
$59.95.
Okay. And it says Daily Fitness. I don't know why they do that, ma'am. Verify your shipping address for me, please.
Sure. 705 Madison mm-hmm. Street, Scott yes, City, Kansas.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. This is actually called Bites Hub, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B. It's a compound word. And it's a mobile food app, Miss Ethel. And you probably got an email stating that you had won a KitchenAid mixer and just paid for the shipping. Am I correct?
Yeah, but it wasn't $59.95.
Right, but and you didn't win it. I mean, you didn't win one either. They say that, and then they ask you to pay. And what it is in actuality, ma'am, is a sweepstakes to win that mixer. But they bundle. Yes, ma'am. You have to be enrolled in that mobile food app called Bites Hub in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win the mixer. And
well,
every
sure
month
they tell you that.
But some people call in, ma'am, and they say, like, as they're exiting it, they'll get an email stating that they've been enrolled in something that's a monthly fee, and they call. At any rate, they do offer it for $20 a month if you like to stay enrolled in that sweepstakes, ma'am.
Heck no.
Yes, ma'am. No, right? Okay. Let me get your account canceled out for you, ma'am. Just one moment, okay?
Because it just came out day before yesterday. Can you put it back in?
Well, I most certainly can.
Hot damn.
Yep.
Well, those people, they just get to everybody.
I don't even understand how they can do it, to be honest with you, ma'am.
I don't either.
I don't get it. At any rate, what I did give you the money back to your account, I refunded your money back to your MasterCard ending 6887. Ms. Hewlett, I'm sorry. And I sent you a refund confirmation email to ethelmhewlett@gmail.com.
Correct.
It takes 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, before you'll see that money back on your card. Ma'am, excuse me. Excuse me. And I have a cancellation number. Thank you.
Okay.
Cancellation number for you. Whenever you're ready, let me know.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Your cancellation number, ma'am, is going to be C as in cancel. Then the number is 920.
Okay.
737.
Okay.
361.
Got it.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Ms. Hewlett, before I release the line?
Well, I need to tie my fingers together so I don't hit no buttons.
they get
to coming and going.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
Yeah. And sometimes and be careful. And I'm going to tell you something I tell most people. This is one of those sites where you can go on and not even finish it, and they'll still charge you. So if you have your, yes, ma'am, if you have your information stored in your computer or your phone, please delete it, because they have apps now. If you just click on or open up an email, it'll automatically autofill, and you'll be getting something in the mail before you know it. So be very mindful of that, Ms. Julie. If you have it in there, take it out.
I do have autofill. I'm going to get rid of it.
Yeah, take it out. Take it out. Take it off immediately.
You know, I mean, I'm on Social Security, and they don't care. So, all right. Well, I appreciate your time today.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good weekend and stay safe, Ms. Hewlett. Thanks for calling customer support,
too.
Ma'am. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.
You